You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is January the 5th, and on this day in 2004, Ray Davies, Kinks legend of course, was shot in the leg. It happened when he tried to pursue two men who'd snatched his girlfriend's bag. Speaking of being shot, tragically, former Beatles road manager Mal Evans was shot and killed by police in LA after he brandished an unloaded rifle. On this day in 1923, record producer Sam Phillips was born. It's important as he founded Sun Records, which launched the careers of the likes of Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash. He died aged 80 in 2003. Also born on this day back in 1950 and turning 73 years old today is Blondie co-founder and guitarist Chris Stein. But for our main show today, we're focusing on a debut album released on this day. Yes, released on this day in 1973 was the debut record from Bruce Springsteen. Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey received average sales at the time, but did garner critical acclaim with famed writer Lester Bangs hailing Bruce as a daring new artist. The album opens up with Blinded by the Light, which was later a hit for Manfred Mann's Earth Band, of course. Now with me to talk more about this early release from The Boss is the brilliant Lee McCormack from the Tramps Like Us podcast.
When considering Springsteen's debut album, we need to consider how he was signed. Bruce auditioned for John Hammond as a solo acoustic performer, and he was essentially signed as a singer-songwriter, folk artist, right, garnering comparisons to Bob Dylan, who Hammond also signed, and comparisons to contemporaries such as John Prine, James Taylor, Loudon Wainwright. Now, Springsteen, his creative aspirations and directional plan was probably not discussed during the audition. They probably didn't ask him where he wanted to go with, you know, album two, album three, album four kind of thing. But the one thing Bruce possessed that the others didn't, these other contemporary folk singer-songwriter guys, was years of experience performing at dance halls and clubs. Bruce in 1973 was already an incredible band leader. His debut album not only showcased his unique songwriting, introducing characters we'd follow for decades, but also his ability to front a rock and roll band. D Street Band technically had not formed yet, but on this record we get the birth of the band, if you will, with contributions by Gary Talent, David Sanchez, Vinnie Lopez, Steven Van Zandt on amp sound effects, and Clarence Clemons, who had joined the band during the final recording sessions in the fall of 72. It's fitting that Clarence is there right from the beginning, right from the first song, blowing on the intro of Blinded by the Light.
Now, the album was recorded quite cheaply, wasn't it? It was on kind of modest sales as well when it first came out, but it was always hailed as a classic years later. What makes it so special?
It's a very eclectic album. The songwriting and band performance would evolve rapidly. There's no electric guitar on the album. I think maybe one song actually has electric guitar. You know, The Boss's legacy makes it very interesting to go back to the very beginning to see how it all started. Back then, record companies would nurture artists more than they do now, I think. You'd get three or four albums to develop, to find your sound, If you look at Tom Petty, Bob Seger, Rush, Queen, Aerosmith, it took those guys 3 or 4 albums to kind of hit it. Their first albums are not usually looked upon as their masterpieces. Same with Bruce. It's fascinating to look at the progression from Greetings to Wild the Innocent, East Street Shuffle, to the masterpiece and the realized sound with Born to Run. So going back to the first album, it's interesting to see where he started from and where he would take it.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite track on the record?
My favorite track would probably be Growing Up. You know, great song about growing pains and moving from adolescence into adulthood. You know, finding your place in the world. A song he's performed live many times over the years. It's odd he didn't release that as a single. I think it would have done well. So that'd be my favorite, with an honorable mention to The Angel. You know, we did a deep dive into the album for a review episode on my podcast last year, and I found a new appreciation for that song. I had overlooked it previously. I love the arrangement, the beautiful melody, the motorcycle, vehicle, road metaphors that Bruce would utilize many times in his songs after this. The Angel is an overlooked gem.
And a huge thank you to Lee McCormack. Please check out his show, Tramps Like Us, all about Bruce Springsteen and more. Great deep dives on there, so please find him on all the usual places that you get your podcast from. But that's it for today's episode then. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.